Hello, Creativity Insights listeners. I'm Luce.
And I'm Paul.
And today we're going to talk about how people are often intimidated by writing, especially creative writing, including poetry. They think that it isn't for them. So today we'll cover some potential reasons for this fear of writing, some reasons to overcome it, and then strategies to overcome it. So, Paul, why do you think people are so afraid of writing?
Honestly, writing can be a daunting task at first. If you look at like an empty Word document, you get that sense of writer's anxiety, and writer's block comes in spades. And one of the most purest, like the biggest misconceptions, is that creativity is an intrinsic talent that we are born with, which is not really true. You can practice creativity, make it better, hone it in different ways.
Yeah.
And you can even like, well, if you don't think you have any creativity at all, you can just learn it. So that's the fun part about it.
Yeah, I definitely think that we have a tendency to define people as creative instead of certain actions as creative. And to your point, you know, people think that it's not for them because they think they don't have this kind of intrinsic trait. I think a common expression of this is the kind of tortured artist figure that we see a lot in media. Someone who has this innate creative trait to them, who is, you know, then I guess kind of tortured emotionally for it, and writing is good for them and is right for them. But really, writing benefits a lot of different people. So this may surprise you if you've taken an English class you really didn't like, but poetry can actually reduce stress. It can also be a means of self-expression, you know, so sometimes we don't have exact words for what we're feeling, but manipulating rhythm and sound in poetry can evoke complicated feelings and moments in life.
Really, some other benefits of writing as well is you can use it for self-expression. It's great. Well, it's been used for since humanity first existed to pass down knowledge to future generations. It's now used for more creative types. Mm-hmm. And storytelling has actually been around, like campfire stories, that's been around for hundreds of years.
Yeah.
And like benefits of it are really good. You can get better grammar skills.
Mm-hmm.
And you can
I think that, you know, yeah, the sorry to go off of what you're saying, I think that, you know, writing in general is super important in society. And I think that also in creative writing in particular, you can use the foundations of creative writing in particular and using kind of poetic language to make your writing more engaging, even if you're writing like an essay, for instance.
Now, how will we get started writing? So if you think you have like no talent for writing, I mean, that's kind of a common misconception, right?
Mm-hmm.
But really, if you want to start, just free write at first. Like, just take 5 minutes out of every day and just like write whatever comes to mind.
Mm-hmm.
Or force yourself to write. And if you're not enjoying it, just like write in different ways, different styles, even like write a haiku.
Yeah,
write a poem.
Yeah.
You don't have to start with like narratives or long form storytelling.
Yeah.
And also, like, just do stream of consciousness. And if you want to, you can edit that down if you want to publish it to one of the online repositories.
Mm-hmm.
And also, if you want to get into storytelling, plan ahead and provide, like, make your own structure. You can, like, flesh it out with as many details as you need.
Yeah.
Or just have a basic outline of plot points mm-hmm. you want to hit. So, how do you think you can get started with writing?
Yeah, definitely. I think that your point about structure is really great because we think about it as something that is super inhibitive, you know, if that's a word. we think of it as inhibiting us, like in school, our kind of five paragraph structure model. But I definitely relate to the idea of, you know, some structure, some outline actually is really helpful for me personally. And I think that everyone has a different kind of approach. So I like to plot stuff out really in a detailed way. I have a friend and she just does not plot out anything and she makes brilliant stuff. I think that really the best thing to do to get started writing is just to start. I mean, like, it sounds kind of like just plain and simple, but, you know, however you feel inclined to start, and Paul, I think, has given some really good different ways to go about that. However you feel inclined to do that, start there.
Also, another thing you can do that helps kickstart your writing is just read books. Mm-hmm. Like, I know personally, like, if I don't read, and, like, I had a past couple years where I didn't read anything, and that actually whittled down my vocab. Mm-hmm. And when I started picking up reading again, it just helped.
Mm-hmm.
I could think of words more easily. I could, like, grammar was easier. And really, just structure of my writing was better overall.
Yeah.
So read other people's work.
Right.
As inspiration, and also just training your brain.
Right.
In language.
Yeah, and you don't. Yeah, for sure. And you also don't, because reading is another place where people feel a lot of pressure. But start out reading stuff that you like, and actually, like, I mean, read stuff that you like forever and ever. You know, and your taste will probably change. But, you know, don't feel like you have to read, like, Tolstoy's War and Peace, like 500 pages of, you know, of that. again, kind of just to reiterate, however you feel inclined to start there. As a wise cartoon rat once taught us, anyone can cook. Similarly, anyone can write. And that means you, treasured listener of the Creativity Insights podcast, you can write. So, good night.
Or shall we say,
good night.